On today's episode, we discuss a little bit of news, like the Walt Disney Company's third quarter earnings and the release of Mulan on Disney Plus. Plus, we have a breakdown of how you may want to change your vacation touring plans if you're traveling to Disney in the near future. All of this and more on episode 309 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Hello everybody and welcome to the show today. My name is Jamie Lee and I am joined, as always, by my husband, Mr. Jared Lee. Hello, Jared.
Hello.
You're bald. You have no hair.
That's mean.
I mean, it's very true.
I mean, I thought you were going to ease in. This is true. I shaved my head. I'd been going back and forth for a few days and I was like, you know, I'm just going to do it. It's one of those things like you just... There's no, like, I even tried to look up, like, apps about, like, what would it look like? And there's nothing
out there. Oh, gosh. Don't
like,
do that. Yeah.
No, I was like, so, yeah, I just did it. So, yeah, that happened. So,
somebody asked in the Facebook group if I knew you were going to do it. She was like, did you know? Like, I did know. No, I don't. Yeah. That's one of those things that he wouldn't, like, do it as a surprise before he, like, asked me about it. So, yes.
You don't think I would?
No, I don't think you would.
Would you be mad if I did? Like, if I would have shaved my head and didn't tell you, would you get mad?
I know. I'd probably just be really surprised. Like, happened. But how's it feel? Does it feel good?
Yeah. I mean, I really don't notice it. The only time I ever notice it, I do this weird thing where I put my head, like, when I'm thinking or working, I put my hand, like, my left hand behind my head. And I'll notice, like, oh, that feels weird. And then today I was driving and the AC in your dad's car is down here. And I took it out and it didn't have AC and it's super hot outside, so driving around was much cooler because I with my head shaved and the windows down. Sure. So yeah. But
does your head sweat? Like, does your scalp, like?
Yeah,
it does.
Well, how do your hair get sweat? So obviously your scalp.
That's true. Yeah. Durr. That was a dumb question. Forget I asked that.
My head sweats a lot.
Okay.
Well, yeah. That's the one thing I'm like, when I work, I'm gonna have to make sure I wear a hat because I'll just get sweat. It'll be in for days in my eyes.
Yuck. Well, that's nice. Let's move
on. Yeah. We could talk about more if you'd like. No, the technique of doing it and the kids weren't freaked out or anything. Some people ask if our daughter was sort of, at first she didn't know and then she kept saying she thought it was cool.
Yeah.
And then asked me where my hair went. Yeah. Like, she thought it went away.
Yeah, she thought he like just took it like off his head in one piece and put it down.
Yeah.
And then she wanted him to put it back on at first. And then she's fine now.
Yeah, she seems fine. Yeah.
She's like, Daddy, put it back on.
Yeah. She kept asking me to take my hat off and then look at it. And she'd go, cool, and then run away. And I was like, I don't know which way that went. But yeah. Baby. So that's the exciting thing that happened here yesterday.
That's true.
Yeah.
What another thing that did not happen this past week was the hurricane.
Yeah, it hit more up north than us.
Right. But Florida, I mean, it kind of went just right past us.
Yeah.
Which I'm thankful it did, but it's just crazy because, you know, the news is like, it's gonna happen and it didn't happen.
I mean this is the second hurricane I've been because last year I was down here whenever, I don't remember which one that was, that almost came through for Galaxy's Edge opening.
That was into August.
What was a hurricane though? That's what I'm trying. Irma, right? I can't remember. Anyways, whatever hurricane that was in this one. So this is my second, I guess you'd call prep of getting ready for hurricane. And I would, even though I've never experienced a hurricane being in one, I would definitely take a hurricane over a tornado still. Just for the sheer fact of tornadoes just can pop up within like minutes. And they're terrifying. Whereas at least a hurricane is like, hey, I'm going to come and I'm going to, some stuff's going to get blown around. You'd be like, okay, well, I'll make plans for that.
Right.
Yeah, tornadoes just show up. They're like that person just shows up to your house, knocks on your door, and you're like, "Who the heck is here?"
The tornado's at your front door. Yep.
Yes. You ever seen that Sebastian, whatever his name is, stand-up comedian's bit about that?
Nope.
That's funny. You should look it up. It's like a bit about how it used to be when people would come over to your house and how you were like, They were so happy. Oh my gosh, yes. And then now he's like, if someone knocks doorbell,
who is at our door?
Like they're doing
nobody knows we're here.
Yeah. It's very, you should look it up. I think he just goes by Sebastian, but it's like Sebastian Manicasco or something like that. He's okay. It's good. You should look it up. It's funny.
Anyway, let's go on with the show. We have some housekeeping for everybody before we get to some of the news. Would you like to hear it, Jared?
I would love nothing more than to hear it.
Great. Please check out some of our other shows on the network. We have Diz Dudes every Wednesday with Jeremy and Jared. They do a live in Club 32 on Tuesdays when they record the episode. And you can catch that if you are a member. If you are not a member of Club 32 and you'd like to join, you can go to ctmvip.com to sign up. Otherwise, the main episode is released, like I said, on Wednesday on its own feed. There's Main Street Magic, which is Jeremy and Rhonda's show, on Tuesdays on their own feed as well. And then we have Trip Tales is back. Woohoo! So exciting, right?
I'm ecstatic.
Yes.
Yes.
So I was intending on releasing it on Friday, tomorrow for you guys, and I messed up and I released it Wednesday, yesterday. So sorry. But anyway, so it's up already. If you want to catch the first episode back and talk to Allison about her trip to Grand Floridian and all the parks and stuff. So check that out. And we have some Club 32 exclusives that we're kind of cooking up. Besides all the stuff we already have, like we do the Cool Kids Kitchen, we do that on Fridays. We're not gonna do that this Friday because we'll be at Disney, but we maybe do that next weekend for all the club members. Maybe think about it.
Yeah. Yes. So I never know if you're asking me or if you're just rhetorically talking to the audience.
Sometimes you need to. You just need to read me here. Cigar Lounge. We'll probably have another one of those with Jared coming soon, and then we have like a little new thing we're gonna do with Jared and I.
Well, you can't say anything about it yet.
Well, I didn't. I didn't say what it was.
Well, you released episodes early, so I don't want you to release news early.
Okay, listen. I was tired when I was editing, so I am sorry.
I'm just
at least I got released. At least I didn't like forget.
I understand. I'm just giving you a hard time. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, anyway, so that's a breakdown of some of our other shows. Obviously, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review, and then check out our wonderful sponsor, Zippity Doodle Travel.
Yes, so if you're planning a trip to Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere in the world that will accept you, I don't know where you're allowed and where you're not personally, but you never know. go to travelwithzip.com, and there's a quick form there you can fill out. Let them know what you're looking to do, or if there's any, you can ask them if there's any ticket, packages being offered or discounts, and they will let you know. And on that page, there are some ticket discounts and packages you can check out there. So again, travelwithzip.com, and basically it's a travel assistant that you don't have to pay for. Disney pays for it, or Universal pays for it, or whoever. So it's one of the rare things where you get help with something you don't have to pay for it. So there you go. Yep. So travelwithzip.com.
And I want to mention really quickly too, part of what we're talking about after the news today with the discussion are things that they're gonna know about better than a lot of the people out there, because a lot of things have changed at the parks, and they will take care of it for you. They will say like this, do this. Like, so it's very easy process.
You mean how Disney changes things every other day at this point?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yep. But we'll talk about that later.
Yeah. It's like a suggestion, whatever the rules are.
Right. They're like, we'll do this maybe. I don't know.
Like, is this a new rule? For Monday it is. We'll what about see. Tuesday? We don't even know.
All right. Well, let's get to the news. Just a couple of cool stories here. We've got the third quarter earnings report was released, and they made a subsequent call. Bob Chapek and some others made the call, and talking about what Walt Disney Company went through club in quarter three, which
it was a fantastic quarter. Revenues were sky high. Wait a minute. I am wrong.
The numbers were not surprising.
No. In the Parks, Experiences, and Products Division, which is where Disney World would be located, losses were reported at $3.5 billion in revenue. That is billion, mm-hmm. which is a decrease of 85%. This resulted in an operating loss of $2 billion. The official statement in this section is Parks, Experiences, and Products revenues for the quarter decreased 85% to $1 billion. and segment operating results decreased $3.7 billion to a loss of $2 billion. Lower operating results for the quarter were due to decreases at both the domestic and international parks and experiences businesses, and to a lesser extent to our merchandise licensing and retail businesses. As a result of COVID-19, our domestic parks and resorts, cruise line businesses, and Disneyland Park, Disneyland Paris were closed for all of the current quarter. Our Asia parks and resorts were closed for a portion of the current quarter as Shanghai Disney Resort reopened in May and Hong Kong Disneyland Resort reopened in late June. And then Hong Kong subsequently closed again in July. The decrease at licensing and retail also reflected the impact of COVID-19, which resulted in decreases in licensing earned revenue and lower minimum guarantee shortfall recognition. The closure of our Disney stores for the most of the quarter and the write-down of store assets. Says we eliminate the total net adverse impact. We estimate the total net adverse impact of COVID-19 on segment operating income in the quarter was approximately $3.5 billion. Bob Chapek said basically that demand was higher to go back to Disney before this recent surge in COVID cases in Florida. There's about 50% attendance for locals and 50% out-of-state guests. Chapek also noted that APs don't spend as much as those guests that travel further and stay longer. Hence why they... never mind. I'm not going to say anything. Hence why they don't care about APs as much.
We'll talk about that.
Lots of cancellations have come in from the time they announced reopening to the actual reopening date. And to sum it up, Disney Plus basically has saved them. Media networks was down 2%. Studio entertainment was down 55%. And direct-to-consumer and international, which includes Disney Plus, and it's more than 60 million global subscribers, was actually up 2%. Chapek said that there were over 100 million Disney Plus subscribers.
Yeah. Anything surprising in those any of those numbers?
No. I mean, I thought it would be worse. I know that from the investment side of things that Disney actually got a bump because it was a better than expected earnings. So I think Disney Plus helped them.
Oh, yeah. Disney Plus basically helped them irk out like just a little bit. I mean, like more than they like basically almost. Wasn't it almost even?
Close. Yeah.
Close to it.
Yeah.
So Disney Plus saved them. And that's the basic gist of this. And the gist is also APs and locals. Thanks for coming to Disney. But you don't spend as much. And like you said,
that was such a weird thing for him to say.
We're not as concerned with you. We want people that are out of state and here for a week or more to come back.
I mean,
so
while
I don't know why he would say that. That's just obvious.
Well, I don't know what Matt, I wonder if he's talking about per visit they don't spend as much. Because I would argue APs spend more over like a year. Versus someone who comes for a week.
Okay, there's a lot of locals though.
Well,
that
true.
Never stay in the hotels.
Well, true.
They don't eat in as many of the restaurants and stuff.
But they still come and they eat and they do things. But yeah.
But there's more people out of state that travel during the year than there are APs total.
I understand. So, I understand. Just be curious as to what the exact how those numbers. If it was just about per visit or how they broke that down. But I mean, everybody knows that's the case. It's just a weird thing for him to say. Because then it comes across as we don't you guys are cool, but you don't spend as much money. So, it's kind of like you're not the girl we want to take to the dance. We're waiting for Betsy Sue over there, and you're just kind of.
Betsy Sue? Yeah. What year is this?
I'm guessing 55.
Oh, okay.
Put an exact date on it? I don't know.
I didn't really have anything else to add, just that that's a ton of money. To be dealing with in just one quarter.
Yes.
But
well, what's crazy is their stock price hasn't, it's basically, I mean, it took a big dip when everything else took a big dip, but it's pretty much stabilized since then. So
it went up a little bit, like 10%.
Yeah. Today. I mean, it literally went up from, an earnings report of this bad.
It went up.
You would assume oh my gosh, it must've been terrible. And it actually went up a little. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So the link to this information is in the show notes if you want to take a look at it. Otherwise, we will move on. So in the same earnings call that we just talked about, they made an announcement about Mulan because it was taken out of, you know, out of theater schedule. They took it completely out, and they made a different decision that actually Jared thought they'd make.
I was gonna say this has been I didn't know if they would do this. I kind of thought maybe they would, but this is something that's been bounted about by studios for years now. But they said for $29.99, Mulan will be available for download for Disney Plus subscribers beginning September 4th.
And there was a little bit of confusion about this because people thought it was $30 to just rent it, just like one time thing. Mm. No, this is a download. So you pay the $29.99, you can download it onto Disney Plus, and it's yours. It's on there all the time.
As long as you have a Disney Plus account, yeah. It is on your account.
Yes. So I think it's kind of divided. There's some people that are like, yeah, $30, that's like, you know, two movie tickets. You know, it's cheaper than going to the theater and everything. But at the same time, there's some people that are like, well, it takes out the experience of going to the theater, the big screen, the surround sound, you know, all the stuff that goes with it. So it's like, you know, is there enough demand for people to want to see Mulan on Disney Plus? You know what I'm saying? So like, there's a lot of back and forth, I think.
I will say I'm confused by the people that are angry about this.
Well, I didn't know people were angry.
There were some people that were saying it was a ripoff and that they were.
Dang.
Okay. First off, you can't really go to a movie theater right now. For most places, a lot of places, the movie theaters are closed. So that's kind of like, even if people say that you're robbed of the experience, it's like, well, you can't go right now. Mm-hmm. If you're going to go to the movies and say you have a family of four, you're probably at the very least, unless you go during like a, you know, midday matinee that has discounted tickets, you're probably spending close to $40 for tickets anyways. I mean, at the very least, you're probably getting close to 10 per ticket, if not more, plus food, plus whatever else. And Blu-rays, when you buy Blu-rays, they're $24. So now, if you were single and you said, I don't want to spend that much money, like, okay. But you're also talking about like a brand new release that you get to see at home and then you get to keep. I don't think it's a bad deal. I mean, for $29.99, you get a new released movie immediately.
Yeah.
And it's not like you rent it and you can't watch it again. It's on your account. Like, you can watch it in perpetuity for as long as you want.
Having said that, are you wanting to buy it early? Like, on September
4th? I've made my case about the remakes. I don't really have much desire to see them. So, I mean, eventually this will just be on Disney Plus. So it is that without having to buy it or rent it or what do you want to call it. So it just depends if you're really wanting to see this, then there you go. But I'm actually surprised it wasn't more expensive.
Yeah. Because you said 50.
The number I had heard for years, and this is going back 3 or 4 years, was around $50 to $75.
Yeah.
But I don't know. To me, once this is out of the bag, I kind of feel like this is...
It's where it's going.
This is going to stay because there's a lot of people that will do this. I mean, honestly, like in our situation, it's hard for us to get to the movies.
It is.
If not impossible.
We have to really want to see what's in the theaters. Like, I think in the last 2 years, I've seen Marvel movies and Star Wars movies in the theaters, and that's it.
Yeah. So for us, I would love that this would become a thing where if it's, you know, if a Marvel movie came out and it was $29.99 to be able to watch it at home, I would do it. I
feel bad for the theaters, though, because they will eventually reopen.
I do, too.
And it's like that all their money, you know, is made by like the concession stand stuff.
Well, but every time, if you look throughout history, I mean, anytime there's innovation, there's always industries. I mean, when telephone came up, the telegram went away. Whenever CDs came about, the cassette tape. So things like that always, I'm not going to say get left behind, but they have to adapt. And so you have movie theater chains like an Alamo Drafthouse that make going there part of the experience. Like, it's cool to go there.
Right.
The food is a draw, things like that. So is it going to be rough for theaters? Yeah. I mean, it's rough for a lot of businesses right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're going to have to get kind of into, you know, imaginative. I mean, Alamo Drafthouse makes most of their money off those old movies they play.
Yeah, they do those. Yeah, they do this like
those
movie,
retro movie nights and stuff like that. Uh-huh, yeah. So that's just what's showing you there. I mean, you know, theater chains can kind of get, you know, a little imaginative about what they do. But I would be surprised if this is the only time we see this. Okay. Especially with Disney owning their platform now.
Yeah.
Comcast is going to own theirs with Universal stuff.
Yep.
You know.
Just real quick, speaking of Universal stuff, their Peacock streaming service that they're doing.
Yes.
We get like 3 months free with our annual pass.
Cool.
I saw that.
I don't know much about it. I don't know what's on it.
I don't either. Just saw a little blurb about it. And I was like, oh, cool. Anyway, I just want
to. When's it launch?
I don't know. Like I said, it was just a little blurb. Well, but
I mean, Universal does do stuff for the APs.
They do. They do.
Disney didn't give us any Disney Plus free access.
They didn't. The next story is basically Disney Parks Mom Panel is becoming Plan Disney.
Yeah, this was done to address that a lot of those applying to be on the panel didn't fit into the, quote, mom category. More dads, grandparents, and AWOCs, which apparently AWOCs. Adults without kids will be included. I'm curious as adults without kids why they would apply to a mom's panel, but that's besides the point.
But the whole thing was, it started as, like, moms, women were mostly the planners of Disney Vacation.
Right, yeah.
It's way more involved now, and there's everybody's can do it. So,
well, there you go. They fixed it. Mm-hmm. Problem solved.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I imagine they all put their hands in and went huzzah, and they walked away.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they had swords.
Okay. So next thing we want to mention, just real quick, 30% off for the annual pass holders at the like the World of Disney stores and all the Disney owned shops and stuff at the parks is now online. Shop Disney has the discount as well until the 14th. So if you're an AP holder, take advantage of that. And they're also going to give a magnet. Start mailing that out. It's Tinkerbell. I know how you feel about Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, blah, blah, blah. I know.
Just saying.
No, don't repeat yourself.
She tried to kill Wendy.
I don't care.
You don't care?
I mean, I care, but I don't care about your opinion about Peter Pan right now.
I didn't. You're the one that even started it. I wasn't going to say
a word. I looked at you and I was like, he's going to say something.
I wasn't going to say a word.
He's going to say something.
Okay. It's I'm glad they're sending the AP magnets out to people. I think it is good.
Okay.
I do wonder though, because we've gotten like two in the mail from Universal Studios.
No, we got one.
I thought we got another one.
No, I only have one. I only on the fridge.
I think we got another one. Anyways, I'm wondering if they're doing it because like Universal's doing that. Because they've never done this before, have they? Never. Other than when you get your AP, they'll send you like the AP magnets.
Yeah. The for Disney, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. They send that one in the mail. Everything else you have to pick up. But I think they're just mailing this one out because no, everyone's not going to the parks.
Well, I mean, that's part of it too, but...
Yeah.
I just mean... I wonder if they're just looking over their shoulder sometimes and be like, what'd they do? Oh, they sent them magnets? Oh, fine. We'll send magnets too. Send them bigger. How big are their magnets? We'll go bigger. That's Disney. They go smaller.
That's true.
Although they did have the big magnets for a bit.
Oh, but they were like...
I think they were a mistake.
Comically big, because I was like, this way bigger than the...
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, Pixar has announced a new movie called Luca that they're releasing.
Yeah, not much information except that it's about a boy on an adventure and it takes place on the Riviera.
Yeah.
Is that like where the Riviera Hotel is?
No. Okay, this is the thing. Riviera, the like actual Disney's Riviera Hotel resort or whatever. Is it, what Riviera is it? Cuz there's like three Rivieras. There's like French, Italian, and Mexican.
I think it's French. I'm pretty sure it's French Riviera. French Riviera. Yeah.
But, like, Topolino's is Italian.
I thought I remember saying French. I don't know.
The quick service name, I forgot the name of it. It's like Piatto or something, is Italian.
Well, then it must be Italian then. I thought I remember hearing that it was French, but it must be. If those are the names, it's got to be Italian.
I think it's a mesh. I think they meshed it together.
Did they create their own Riviera?
I don't know. Anyway, sorry. So this one, I don't know what Riviera specifically, but yeah, it's called Luca.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I wanted to say about that.
They didn't give it any... Did they say who's in it or anything? Or
no.
Who's voicing it?
No, okay. No, I don't think so. And then last story before we get to rumors is that the Splash Mountain ride vehicle has sunk. One of them did. And Disney was forced to respond.
But their heart will go on.
Yes.
The incident happened toward the end of the ride and involved five visitors. All five visitors were able to get out of the ride vehicle safely. No reason was given for the sinking, though. I really hope one of them played My Heart Will Go On. like as it was going down and they got out. I feel like that'd be a great opportunity.
Well, and the reason I even bring it up is because it literally made national news. It's because someone took a picture of it as they were leaving, like getting they got out and they were took a picture of it and it went viral.
They've had some issues with sinking boats lately.
Yeah. Like I literally can see the boat like taking water on. Like, oh gosh. I mean, stuff like that happens. Like, I hope everyone like, you know, didn't get drenched, but they probably did.
But I feel like it happens a lot lately. I mean, you're talking about Jungle. Like, when's the last time like a boat at Disney like sank? Other than Jungle Cruise, when it did it before the parks closed.
Remember that was like months ago.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, like they've been at issues with this. Like,
and boats, then the Pirates of the Caribbean boats, they were taking water on.
Yeah, they've had some issues. Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder if there's enough room for two people though when it sank.
Don't you wish Small World boats would start sinking?
Not really, because you don't want to get stuck in there with the singing.
I don't mean right. I just meant like maybe they have to shut the ride down.
You mean if I'm not on it?
Right.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
You shut the ride down and right. That's what I meant.
I don't want to be on it.
I don't want you to be on it. No, yeah. I don't want that at all.
Because not only are you wet, you're just getting sang to by robotic chants.
All right, let's move on to the rumors. Just two. The first one is, and this is I think Blog Mickey posted this, and I thought it was interesting, and I hadn't heard anywhere else. Is Voyage of the Little Mermaid gone forever? And Voyage of the Little Mermaid is the show.
Like, is it lost?
Did we lose it? Is a show in Hollywood Studios, and it opened 1992 is when it first opened, so it has been there for a very long time. So here's the thinking behind it. And I read the article real quick, before this, and I just was going to hit the bullet points. So all of the attractions, even the ones that did not open initially with park opening at Hollywood Studios, they were given the like pandemic treatment, basically saying like the social distancing markers were placed on there. And like they set it up to where once the attraction does open, it's ready. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's ready for the social distancing, for like the hand sanitizer, for roping off like roses, whatever. This attraction did not get any of that. So the thinking was it had no intention of reopening. Like when it closed in March, like it was not going to reopen.
I mean, it's not like it's in the best of shape.
It's really not. It's really not. I really love Little Mermaid, actually, but the show is just very tired. It just needs a really good rehab.
But they've already got a bunch. I mean, there's already Little Mermaid. There's a Little Mermaid ride. I mean, there's representation of Little Mermaid in other places at Disney. So
I mean, there's its own section of the land in Fantasyland.
Right. The only thing is with budget cuts, I don't know if they would really do anything with this space in the immediate future. It would just sit there. Mm-hmm. Like, that'll be interesting what they do if this does end up going away, which I believe on one of the shows we talked about, I would assume this would be going away soon because it's just, I mean,
it's just Animation Courtyard is...
Right. So, like, if that's not there, obviously, at some point, Launch Bay is going to be no more.
They're going to have to move all of that to Galaxy's Edge, right? Like, or at least over on the other side.
Well, you would assume. I mean, it's weird. You've got a whole Star Wars land and you have Star Tours and you have Launch Bay. Like, you've got a lot of other extra Star Wars stuff in there. What will that whole area then become?
I don't know. There's lots of rumors out there.
I feel like Pixar would fit.
Like a just Pixar section?
Well, you're not far from where they put the Incredibles section, where Toy Story Land and all that stuff is right there.
Toy Story is Pixar.
Right. I don't know. I wonder what they'll do with if you know. I believe the whole area would get... It would, you know, part of it get bulldozed, but... Don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't either.
Well, anyway, so that is just a rumor, but it just from the looks of things, you can kind of figure that this may be on the way out. And the second rumor is, it was, I think Bob Iger said initially that they planned on releasing Mandalorian season 2 in October. Mm-hmm. And the rumor floating around is it is being released October 7th.
So Iger was right.
Yeah, but it's more specific.
Oh, gotcha.
This rumor is more specific.
Gotcha. yeah, I saw that today. Yeah, that's good. I mean, we did finish The Mandalorian season 1, which was good.
We did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Season 2, he's like Baby Groot. Baby Yoda is a teenager.
You think so? I'm pretty sure Baby Yoda is like really old already.
He is. It would be kind of funny to see a teenage Baby Yoda that's like rebelling.
I don't want to see that, actually.
Nobody does. I don't either. I like Baby Yoda.
Okay.
How long did Yoda species, which I can't remember the species name, but how long would they stay a baby? Because I think in the show he's like at least 50.
50. Yeah. I don't know. Hundreds.
Like until he's 100, that's like he's one when he's like 100 years old.
Maybe. I don't know. What is the species of Yoda?
I can't remember. It's a very rare species in the Star Wars universe. I can't remember it now.
Well, I have to look it up. Okay. Well, anyway, that's all for rumors today.
Okay.
But, yeah. So, how...
I've got a segue if you want a segue. I knew you were trying to think of one.
Segue. I don't have one.
So, Jamie, she thinks, like, she gets really quiet, and then I just knew there was nothing, nothing coming.
I don't have one today.
What I was going to say was, what's not a rumor...
Oh.
...is... Expedition Roasters coffee is really good. That's a fact.
Oh.
It's not as much a rumor. Rumor has it, though. Bob Iger drinks it. That's what I heard.
Oh.
I heard he was sipping on it as he bought properties, like Marvel. That's what I heard. People told me things. Anyways,
is this happening in your dream or something?
No, that's what somebody told me. Okay. You, too, can sip on the same coffee Bob Iger sips on. I'm just kidding. I'm not saying he does that. Don't sue us, Bob Iger. You can go to expeditionroasters.com, use the promo code CTM15. And you can save 15% off every single order you place. And they've got lots of new blends. They've got coffee mugs. They even have shirts. You can be drinking Expedition Roasters in your shirt with your mug.
Excellent.
I don't think they sell pants yet.
Dang.
But if they do, then you can just have a full get up. So there you go. So expeditionroasters.com, promo code CTM15.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Moving on to poll time. So, I try to do this every week, and this week I posted a question on to Capture the Magic community on Facebook, and basically I gave the premise, given that most people are on a budget, and you'd be spending the same amount of money in all of these scenarios, would you rather, and these are the options, stay at a value resort for 6 to 7 nights, with parks being 6 or 7 days, stay at a moderate for 4 to 5 nights and be in the park 4 or 5 days. Or stay in a deluxe for 2 to 3 nights with 2 to 3 days in the parks. And then some people added some options that I did not want to be added, and I didn't put that option.
Jamie made the mistake of leaving a poll open on Facebook group.
I did, and that was bad. So those are the main three options that I am taking this information from. Very, very much like the majority said, people would rather stay at values for longer and spend longer in the parks over staying at more expensive accommodations and maybe staying less and going to the parks less. So that just kind of gives you an idea of like most people just want the park time. They right. want more time, more days.
I feel like I would be interested. This is where I get with stats. Like you take a stat like that. I'd be very interested in the breakdown of people like with families, people with no kids, people like where I'm betting you there's a breakdown there. Because like you and I, if it's just you and I going, we could do a value, be fine.
Sure.
And go just be in the park. But with our kids, no thank you.
Deluxe.
No thank you.
with young children, it's easier to stay closer to one or more of the parks. So like,
or just have a place that's got more space.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's kind of what most people said. Moderate was next, and then deluxe was the last one. So, it just depends on where you are in your life. You know, how often you get to go to Disney.
Depends on where you live too.
Depends on where you live. It depends. You know, obviously budget is also a concern. But anyway, that I posted the question and I got a array of responses. So. I wasn't surprised that most people picked stay at a value, go longer. Just makes sense. Because there's a lot of people that just go to the hotel to sleep.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Okay, that's it for the poll time today. We're going to move on to our main discussion for the episode. So, basically, what we're going to talk about for a few minutes is how Disney has changed the way you have to tour the parks during this whole COVID pandemic thing. It's basically saying like, I mean like what, 6 months ago, I'd be like, yes, I like to plan your vacation for you. You need to book your dining 180 days out, book your fast passes 60 days out, make sure you get the parks at rope drop, like all this stuff. List literally took it up and just threw it out the window because everything has like completely changed. Yes?
Yeah. I mean, we were in the midst of, and we will eventually still do this, in the midst of releasing guides and stuff like that for Disney, and God, we didn't get them out yet because it would have been totally useless because now it's completely different. Yeah. In a weird way, it's been simplified, kind of.
In another
way, it's become more complicated. So it just, I mean, especially if you've been going before. Like, if you've never been to Disney, it's hard to compare anything. But yeah, right. I mean.
For us, it's like, okay, let's change my thinking.
For sure.
So we're just going to go over a few of those things that we personally have noticed in our experience with being at Disney the past month, and then what we've seen others post about and or Disney report on that you may consider if you're planning on going in the next little bit here. So so rope dropping, there's no like, you know, rope. They don't keep you in a certain place. Like, they will let you into the park as much as they can because they don't want to keep, you know, they don't want people to like gather into a
room. Right, yeah.
So rope dropping, like, not a thing. And what I mean by that is also, you know, getting there at the beginning of the day. Like, yes, you can still do that, but it's really not necessary anymore.
It almost makes more sense to go later in the day because
in some scenarios, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends, but yeah. That's the weird thing.
We're gonna talk about Hollywood Studios. It's a completely different story than the other three parks. And we'll talk about that in a second. But so that's kind of generally, I just wanted to bring that up. You don't have to rope drop really anymore.
You can go to Disney much leisurely.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. There are less people, but things can still take a considerable amount of time. And what I mean that by being that is if you know, there's what, 10 to 20% capacity in the park right now. Is that what they're approximating?
They haven't even given it. I mean, that's their capacity. But they right. didn't even release figures. Chapek was asked
and
about
he didn't say it.
They were asked, I forget, it was about park attendance, and he basically said, we will release those numbers later, which tells you that it's not good.
Right.
And they didn't want to, which is kind of interesting, because probably if they would have released those numbers, the stock price would have taken a hit. So by him just basically being like, I don't think so. They're just
okay. Not the focus of what you want to talk about. But anyway, so things can still take longer. So the ride vehicles, I think on all of the attractions now, if not, well, most of them, I guess, like especially roller coasters, they go through and they sanitize the ride vehicles every 2 hours. And that process takes anywhere from, I don't know, 15 to 25 minutes. It depends on the attraction. So if you're caught during that, I mean, it can add time to like your queue wait, mm-hmm. you know, waiting in the queue. The same thing with ride queues can take longer than you'd think since vehicles are being loaded per party instead of, you know, where they may have been just pack as many people in as you can.
But it also can be the inverse. You may look at a line that you're used to seeing and you think, oh my gosh, that's a long line. And it goes through much quicker.
And people are just
because
spaced out.
Everyone's spaced out more. So that's something to consider.
Yeah.
And also we've noticed lately, and a lot of reports of this, that the wait times have been wildly inaccurate. We know they inflate them from time to time or change them. So I don't know if it's that or if I don't know. It could be simply that they don't even know how to gauge it at this point.
Well, that's part of it too. And if you listen to Trip Tales already, when I was talking to Allison, she said that with her experience, if you cut the times of the wait times, the POSO wait times in half, that's about what you'll wait.
Yeah.
At least that was her experience. So that just kind of a gauge. So yeah, you could wait longer. Or it could be much shorter, but it's hard to tell based on just going to the attraction and be like, oh, that line's long. It may not take that long, though. You never know. But it also could take long because they're cleaning the vehicle. You know what I'm saying? Like, just a lot of factors right here.
So what you're saying, to simplify it, is it could take not very long at all to go through the line, or it could take a while to go through the line.
But those are different factors to consider now than there used to be. That's all I'm saying.
I'm catching what you're throwing.
Okay, good.
You're covering all your bases.
I am.
You're either going to be very happy or very upset.
You know what, Jared? Thanks. Thanks for being condescending.
I am just I'm just want to clarify.
Okay,
that we're all clear.
And sometimes the transportation options can take longer now, because they're loading again. They try to take to keep all parties just that the party together, not have anybody around you. It can take longer, especially like on the Skyliner. So if there's a lot of people waiting for the Skyliner, it could take a little bit to get through that. That was the case a couple of weeks ago, especially. I think I remember seeing someone, it said it took them an hour to get from the Skyliner station at Caribbean Beach to Epcot or to Hollywood Studios. Anyway, it took a long time because there were a lot of people waiting. So that's something to consider.
This is why you just take your own car.
Right. True. I mean, but yeah, you know, exactly. Okay. Mobile ordering is a thing now, like a big thing for quick service. The thing with the, when we talked about cosmic rays where they, you know, make you stay outside until you even go in. So that's an adjustment. So just be prepared not to be, not to like be able to pick a, like a table out before you get your food. You have to stay outside until they call, make sure your order's ready. Then you go in and get your food and then you can get a table.
Yeah. And you have to mobile order. So that's something that, and I know there's a lot of people that aren't huge fans of that, but yeah, that's just what they're doing at this point. So
yeah, and it goes without saying there's a lot of things that are still closed right now. So some of those things could be your favorite things at Disney. Like for us, People Mover is still closed, and that's one of our favorite things to do when we go to Magic Kingdom. So
hopefully it's getting a refurb though.
Hopefully. So that's just kind of a managing expectations thing. So this is to having to do with Hollywood Studios specifically that I wanted to talk about. So parks are not quite as busy later in the day, especially with that park. And here's why. So the virtual queues or the boarding groups for Rise of the Resistance are at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. So 10 a.m. is when the park opens, and then 4 hours later they release more boarding groups for you to be able to enter the virtual queue. At 2 p.m., if you do not get a boarding group, a lot of people will just leave the park.
Yeah.
So if they had got there at 10 o'clock, didn't get a boarding group, waited 4 hours, tried again and still didn't get it, they're going to leave. And the people that got there at 10 a.m. to ride Rise of the Resistance have probably ridden most of the stuff by, you know, middle of the day. So there's a lot of people that leave by mid-afternoon, and then the evening hours, it's not like, I mean, it's virtually like if it's pretty dead. Like you can just walk on everything. So if you're not really caring about riding Rise of the Resistance, go later in the day. Especially right now. That could change. This is all what's going on right now, but that's you know, get there at 3, get there at 4. You could bang everything out in 4 hours.
Yeah. You very much could.
So that's it. Okay, so Jared, what else is there on the list?
Well, there's no park hopping anymore. So that's something that, if that's something you enjoyed, that is no longer going to be an option for you, which does make, like we're just talking about with Hollywood Studios, if you do wait to go there in the day, it's not like you could be like, well, we'll go to Epcot and then we'll go to Hollywood Studios. You're basically just going to have a half day in the park or just go there all day sort of thing.
Yep. So
that kind of takes it away a little bit.
And there's no, you know, obviously there's no park hopper tickets anymore. So everything's a biggest ticket. And it kind of restricts you at night because most things, you know, Epcot was the last park to close and it's at 9. If you go to Animal Kingdom that day, it closes at 6.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, what are you going to do? Disney Springs.
I was going to say Disney Springs is getting busier in the evenings because of the parks. Yeah. Which makes sense because people still want to go do stuff. They want to go eat or they want to go shop. So, yeah, I mean, if you're wanting to go shop with those crowds, do that during, I mean, ideally, what you would do if you're going to do a half day at Hollywood Studios, if you're just like, we don't care about riding Rise, we've already ridden it, we'll just show up, you know, whatever, noon to get everything ridden, you know, ride what we want to ride. You go to Disney Springs within the day and then go over to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, that's the thing. You can go back to the park. Like, you can leave and then go back to the same park you have a reservation for.
Right.
There's no rule that says you have to, once you leave, you can't come back. So, at least there's that.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with Hollywood Studios, though, is you got rides. I mean, there's just, I mean, you could ride most of that stuff, like you said, half day.
Yeah, sure. What's the next one?
Well, table service can be hard because they're seating less people. Mm-hmm. So that can be a little bit more, it's still shockingly, dining reservations can be hard to get. they are taking temperatures before being seated now. That's something to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. So, which again, if they take your temperature to get into the park, are they taking temperatures at table service in the parks too? Like once you're in the park?
Because
surely they're not.
I wouldn't think so.
Because you had to take a temperature to get into the park.
I think this may just be Disney Springs and the resort.
I would think so. We haven't seen this firsthand because last time we were there, it was just you took your temperature to get into the parks. But I mean, if they're taking your temperature to get into the park and then to get into a restaurant, that would be kind of funny. But yeah, they're doing that now. So just be prepared for that. But yeah, because obviously they're putting people farther away from each other. Yeah. And like the rides, you can still get the wait times. And plus, be prepared on the dining end. Not every restaurant's going to have a full menu. A lot of them are going to limited menus. So you can check out the menus online before you go. Because, I mean, the worst thing you'd want to do is get there, sit down, and be like, oh, the thing in which I wanted is not available.
Right. And if you're just not sure, you can actually call the restaurant, and they'll tell you what you can choose from.
Yeah.
So that's always an option.
And most of them have, I believe on their website or Disney's website, they've got the updated menus you can check, at least for the ones in the park. Now, Disney Springs, I don't know. Some of those restaurants there. But
yeah. I do want to mention that there's a lot of parks that aren't open the certain hours. Like the hours are very limited. I think they're all open, 10 hours a day now?
Yes. Yeah.
And for like Animal Kingdom, if closing at 6, it's kind of hard to do dinner there. I mean, that's very small.
I mean,
this is
all of 2015 Animal Kingdom. I mean, Animal Kingdom used to close at 5.
I mean, that's the earliest it ever closed, I think, was 5.
So, it being open later is rather new. So, for those that have been around the Disney World for a while, I'd be like, oh, I remember this.
This is how it used to be. Yeah, for sure. But, like, place like, Tiffin's or Yakin Yeti Table Service, like, they have to stop taking reservations, I guess, 6. So it's crazy. So that's something to think about too. And then also no breakfast at Epcot anymore.
Yeah.
Because they open at 11. So it's kind
of hard to do
that. And nobody's there. Yeah. But yeah, what's the next one?
Well, obviously most people do this anyways, but obviously they're preferring less cash. Mm-hmm. And there's like a national coin shortage, which is a thing.
Really?
I don't even know. I need to look into this, like what's caused it. But yeah, during all this, I've seen the signs up at stores around here. This is national coin shortage. It's interesting. I don't know why, but there is. So that's one thing. I don't think that's the reason for this. Obviously, it's germs. But
are they taking it out of circulation slowly just so people don't use them?
I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know if it's the gnomes that are doing it that used to be take one pair of sock and leave you with the other one. that's a thing. They used to do that. For that. So obviously, most people use their Magic Band or debit cards or
Apple
gift
Pay.
Cards, stuff like that. So they don't. It's not they won't take cash. They'll prefer it. Honestly,
they can't refuse cash.
Yeah,
right?
They do. It depends. I got a little bit of an attitude. I paid for cash because I had cash on me. Went to Starbucks on Main Street. And
you paid with cash there?
Yeah, the guy kind of acted like I was paying with like he knew the money was illegal or something. It was just weird. I was like, is this okay? And he's like, yeah.
Like
it was odd.
Money is dirty anyway, you guys. Always has been.
But you can use it, but they prefer it to be debit and or whatever, Magic Band.
And pools, you have to socially distance at pools now. It's kind of weird at pools though, because the chairs and stuff are spread out, so you can't. It's hard to socialize with other people that you don't know because you're kind of away from them. That's kind of weird. Like I don't know. I guess I'm used to being at pools and like I don't know, like talking to other people, but I wouldn't know.
I don't usually don't talk to other people at pools.
Well, right then.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's less people there, less chairs, and they did open. They started opening the main pools at 9 a.m. instead of 11, which is crazy. It's July in Florida, and pools open until 11. Wow, it's crazy.
Yeah, that had been useful when we were the Polynesian because we wait till 11. Yeah. And then, well, in the two with Florida, the afternoon storm comes in. So you open at 11. It's going to start raining by like noon to two.
And you were in
there. Every single day, basically. So
That's true. Yeah. So what's the next thing? This one's about, go ahead.
Well, you don't have, obviously, your character meet and greets anymore. So you have cavalcades. So they randomly will bring out characters that sort of go around in little, like the, if you've been to the parades, well, they used to have parades at Disney World at night, but Halloween parties and Christmas parties and stuff like that, they kind of have cavalcades with the characters you can wave to and take selfies in front of, basically.
Yep, and they do not post the times for these. You just kind of have to catch them. But they've got, these are the you want me to read the list of the cavalcades, Jared?
Sure.
Okay. We got Tinkerbell and the Lost Treasure. She's literally on a treasure chest with a bunch of treasure, like on a hill. It looks like she's on a hill. It's funny. The Royal Princess Processional, which is Aurora, Ariel, Jasmine, Belle, and more. Fantasyland Friends Cavalcade, which is Winnie the Pooh, Alice, Peter Pan, Aladdin, Mary Poppins, Gaston on horseback. Oh, and Tigger. And then there's
the true hero of the story.
Okay. I knew you were going to say something about that. A Goofy Cavalcade, which is Goofy, Max, Clarabelle Cow, Panchito, Jose, I can't say that. Carioca?
Cuervo?
No. No, I'm it's kidding. Not Jose Cuervo. Mickey and Friends Cavalcade, the main five. Pooh Friends on Main Street Trolley, Pooh Friends at Crystal Palace. Fantasyland Friends on Main Street Station, Mickey and Friends on Main Street Station, Chippendale on a Raft. I kind of want to see that, actually. They're around the Tom Sawyer Island area.
Yeah, I've seen video of that. Yeah.
Okay. Country Bears on the Balcony.
Well, they're getting the high ground. They're learning. Always take the high ground. If Obi-Wan taught anybody anything, it was when you have the high ground, you're at an advantage. But I won't tell the bears what I have planned, but don't worry.
Okay.
They can't know.
Stitch or Buzz Lightyear is on the Tomorrowland stage, but it's either one or the other. Captain Jack on the Adventureland stage right in front of Pirates. The Main Street Philharmonic, they come down and they play a little bit. And Anastasia and Drizella are either perched on the castle balcony on the back or on a Fairytale Hall. They're right in front of Fairytale Hall. So those are the cavalcades. So
you can still see characters. You just can't meet them.
Yeah. You can't get close to them.
I mean, if it wasn't for our kids, I don't really think we would notice or care even that much. But our kids, it is kind of a bummer with the kids that they can't, like, especially baby Thor. Like, he can't meet Mickey and stuff like that.
Huge bummer.
Yeah.
Huge bummer.
Because he would get a kick out of it.
Yeah, he would. Oh, man. I'm still... It really bums me out because, you know... He's one now. I wanted him to meet Mickey before he was one. But
well, he had a chance and he just didn't. Just
didn't do it. I just didn't. I thought it was like, well, we have a bunch of time. It's all right.
Well, you should have known there was going to be.
I should have known there's going to be
a worldwide pandemic that's going to shut everything down. You should have known that.
And real quick, just to mention, do we have fast passes anymore, Jared?
We do not.
We don't.
No.
Just standby.
You just us or people in general?
People for Disney. Yes.
Okay. Not just us. No, nobody else has fast passes either. No. Yeah.
Just sometimes virtual queues.
I will be curious if this stays. I think the fast pass system is forever going to be different. I don't think that's going to go back to how it was ever.
Right. And we talked about that before.
Yeah. So just prepare it for that. If you're thinking, whenever fast passes come back, if they do and when they do, it may look very, very different and it may cost you some money.
VIP tours are going on right now. Like, they started those again. But, like, dessert parties, Disney After Hours, DVC Moonlight Magic.
Yeah, I saw they canceled both those. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mickey's Very Scary.
Which we were going to get
nope,
to go.
Not very scary.
We were going to get
Mickey's
to go.
Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party and Not So Scary Halloween Party canceled. All that is canceled. So, there's a lot of things that they are not doing this year that caused a lot of people to say, you know what, I'm out. I'm going to cancel my vacation because those extras are a big part of why I go. So I completely understand that decision.
I will be very curious in the fall. As slow as it is now, it may be just even slower in the fall because you got whatever capacity kids are going back to school with no Halloween party, with no... Is the Christmas party for sure canceled?
Well,
that's what I started. They haven't said, but it's more than likely it's going to be canceled.
Let's just say the choirs that usually perform for a candlelight processional have been starting getting calls back that they are not invited
to come. I knew that part. Yeah, so
I don't think.
It'll be interesting. It'll be very, very low crowd. Like, you know.
Yeah, that was just to say to manage your expectations on that front. To say that like those kind of extras are not available right now. So it's very, very scaled back, unfortunately. Yeah. And then you can make dining reservations 60 days out instead of 180 days, which I really like better.
Yeah, it makes more sense. Yeah.
Why did they start doing 6 months out? Is it because people were booking their vacations so far out?
I'm sure. I mean, you got to think people book Disney vacations years in advance. That's crazy. Yeah, probably just demand too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And then also, you know, things about not specific to Disney, but like, you know, flying versus driving. There's maybe people that are driving instead of flying because, you know, there's more risk of, you know, being around people in a closer setting. You can't socially distance well on a plane. You're sitting next to
Well, you can't because the planes aren't full.
Well, a lot of planes. You can a little. Yeah. I mean, like you can a little bit, but. Yeah. And then security through the airport, you know, may take a little longer because of everything. But also I want to point this out for people that are planning maybe to take a vacation here in the next month or two. Disney has not released any hotel discounts or even like ticket discounts or anything unless you're an AP or Florida resident. So if you're from out of state, you'll be paying full price.
I don't think they will anytime soon either. I don't think they're going to try to do anything to lure anybody from out of state to come more than just Disney being open. Especially considering, you know, the numbers are kind of, I think, going back down last I checked. But Florida, you know, had a spike. A lot of places had a spike. So the last thing they want is to lure a bunch of other. And I'm sure the other states and who knows, like they don't want them trying to lure people there. So you could see this being the case for the rest of the year, if not longer.
I mean, it's crazy. I think the hotel discount for locals and APs expires at the end of September.
But then
you enter quarter one for 2021, right on October 1st. See, so
I think if the fall in part of the winter is as slow as it very well could be, there you will see you'll probably see the biggest discounts you're gonna see probably in the next like 10 to 20 years
since at like Disney. 9/11 basically.
Yeah.
Since, like,
I mean, they're going to, I mean, we were talking about that of wanting to go to Disney for Christmas and do we book now? And I was just like, I think we wait because I think that as good as the discounts are now, I could see them being, you know, even more.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
So it's just, But they may be only to AP and Florida residents. At this point, I just don't see them trying to get people to come unless, you know, like there's whatever, a vaccine takes place, something happens, there's a turn, and then it's sort of like, and even then, like once, let's say best case scenario, COVID gets taken care of, there's still going to be a lag between people coming to Disney, like feeling safe enough. There's still going to be some sort of lag time between them feeling safe and coming and being able to afford to come. So, yeah, I think even best case scenario, there is something between now and the end of the year. There's still going to be low crowds.
Yep. You're probably right. It's going to be so crazy if it's like dead around Christmas.
But if going to Disney, if your thing is rides, you know, food, resorts, stuff like that, it's a great time to go. I mean, right now, it's a little rough. I'm not going to lie. It's a little rough with the masks and the heat. That's not something that's fun.
Something to bring up, too. Basically, you wear that thing 24/7 unless you're eating, sitting down in a restaurant, or you're kind of away from like the main walkways or whatever, and you can take a quick drink or a bite, but you got to put that thing back on. And like Jared said, it's a little hard in the 100-degree heat of Florida. It's not pleasant.
No, it's not pleasant. No. And something to consider is what I would call social anxiety of people. People a little bit on edge out there. Well, in general, and I think just due to all this, like, so if you're going to go to the parks, I mean, you know, you may not be paying attention. There's been cases where people have gotten into it with people because they were standing too close to people or something like that. So just keep, not that it's dangerous out there, but I think that's something to keep in mind about anywhere you're going right now, is it's the population and a lot of people as a whole are sort of amped up to a 10. So just sort of, I don't know. I just put that out there, just something to think about. Because I've heard instances from people that I know have gone to the parks that they've seen stuff and been like, you know, someone was a little too close and someone started yelling at people and you're just like, oh, okay. So just, it's something to weigh into it. But like I said, if you're not going to get any lower crowds right now than probably you're ever going to get, I don't even know, in the next, hopefully, I mean, hopefully there's nothing else that would cause anything like this, you know, lower crowds the next 10 years or so.
I'm going to guess that this weekend, because we, you know, obviously we haven't gone yet, but we're planning. This weekend will be the busiest at the parks that we've seen yet, and we've said that before. You know, most of the pass holders, if you're below gold and level, then you've been blocked out until this weekend, and Disney kind of reallocated the amount of park passes for each like category. So like annual pass holders were taken all of this weekend and it was completely sold out. Well, they added more to it and then everyone grabbed those too. So there's more people, especially annual pass holders, that are going to be there this weekend. So I can guess it's going to be a little bit busier. Just
probably.
This is fine. Because, I mean, like, busier right now is still not busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, I mean, there's other things about security and you know.
Security is sanitizing. Easier.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's a little bit different as far as, like, you know, you still have to get your temperature checked to get into the park. You still have to have, sometimes you have to have your badge checked. Sometimes you just keep it on and you walk through. So it just depends on.
If you got a cool fanny pack, you just walk right in.
It just depends on what you have in your bag or if it, you know, the thing goes off. So so there's that. And I'm sure there's other things that I can't remember, but there's a lot that has changed. And that's a little bit of a guide for everybody to follow.
As it stands,
August
5th. Of 2020, because this could change August 6th of 2020, and these could be completely null and void. So, just keep that in mind.
that is what it is right now.
So. Yeah.
Is there any other things that we need to mention before we
head out? I don't think so. I think we hit most of them. I mean, that kind of gives a good general outlay if you're just like, okay, what is it kind of like at the parks? And we kind of did this because a lot of people have DM'd us and emailed like, okay, we're wanting to go, but what's it like? Like, what can we expect? Like, I feel like that does a pretty good job of setting your expectations of what you can experience. There's some parts of it that are great, and there's some parts of it that aren't the best. It's very much of a, you know, kind of look, if you look at a glass half full or glass half empty sort of thing. And it kind of depends on how you like to go to the parks. So, yeah.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah. Would you agree or
disagree? Yeah. I do agree.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we're going to close out the show for today. And you can always, if I missed anything on the show that you had questions about or you'd like to discuss on a further show, maybe that we didn't mention, you can always DM us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or wherever we are.
You can email us.
And you can also email us at jamie@ctm.show, correct?
Yeah, or you can do Jamie, Jared, or hello@ctm.show.
Hello, who's that in our family? Do we have someone named Hello in our family? Listen, you said Jamie, Jared, and Hello. Who is Hello?
You mean Anyang?
Anyang?
If you don't get that, then I'm sorry.
Anyang. Sorry. I forgot about that.
I should have done that. Anyang@ctm.show.
Sorry. Oh, anyway.
If anybody doesn't get that, just go watch Arrested Development. That's all I'm going to say.
Jamie, Jared, or hello@ctm.show. Yes. All right. I think that's it. Thank you, Jared.
Anyang.
Anyong. Thank you, Jared, for being on the show today.
I made a special exception, so you're welcome.
Okay. I don't know. And thank you, everybody, for watching or listening. And as I always like to say, we will see you in the parks.
Bye.